Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf Yud Ches. We're holding the second line from the top of the Yomid where the Gemara begins. V'reish Lakish Omar. What is this referring to? As you recall, we learned yesterday in the Gemara that when it comes to Atzeres, which means Shavuos, there's also a din of Tashlumin called Shiva. Just like on Pesach that you have 7 days, just like on Sukkot you have 8 days. Similarly, on Sukkot you have, on Shavuos you have 7 days. If you didn't bring your Oilas Re'iyah or your Shalmei Chagiga on the first day, you have 6 more days to be mashlim and bring those korbanos. And then the Gemara asked, how do we know that? What's the makor? And the Gemara brought 2 psukim, one of Reblozer Amrav Oishia and one of Reblezer Ben Yaakov. Reblozer Amrav Oishia said, I learned it from the fact that it says B'chag HaMatzis, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. I makish chag Shavuos to chag HaMatzos, just like chag HaMatzos is a din of Tashlumin Kol Shiva, chag Shavuos is a din of Tashlumin Kol Shiva. Why don't they make a hekish to chag HaSukkos? Because that would be 8 days. And Tavasta Zubar like Tavasta, Tavasta Mu'a Tavasta. That was what we had on the Amud Aleph. And then in the Amud Beis, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, I have a new Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Ukros Mi'etzem Yom Hazeh, which is a Pasuk talking about Shavuos. And the next pasuk immediately thereafter says, so obviously it's impossible to go and do Ketzira on Yontif itself. It must be talking that we're doing Ketzira post Yontif. But then it's not Yontif anymore. Says the Gemara, yes, it still is Yontif. In which respect? That you can continue bringing the Korbanos for another 6 days after Yontif is over. So you have both a shtickel yontif, as well as a heter malacha of doing ketzira right after Shavuos is over. Then the Gemara asks, what do I need 2 separate psukim for? It's just, is there a machloikis over here? And the Gemara says, no, I need both psukim. Why do I need both psukim? Because it would only say, since I'm learning a hekish from Chag HaMatzos to Shavuos, so kadaita chamina, I would learn not only the Gabi Hilchis Teshlumen, maybe I'd learn the Gabi Israsias malacha, that you're not allowed to do malacha for 6 days after Shavuos. Just like by Chag HaMatzos you have 7 days Issa Malacha, by Shavuos you also have 7 days Issa Malacha. Kamash Malan Blizzard Ben Yaakov, no, Uvekotzrecham, you're allowed to do malacha. No, so Bazoi, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov's drush is sufficient. No. Because Reb Elazar ben Yaakov only teaches us that from the 2 psukim together, crossing the Kutzrechem, that even after Yontif, when it's already a heter malacha, you still have as ashtikal kriyas Yontif, meaning that you can still be mashlim and bring karbonis. However, I wouldn't know how many days. Is it 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days? Oh, for that I have Reb Elazar ben Boishia that said it's 7 days because I have a hekish to chag HaMatzos. So I need both limudim together. And now the Gemara comes up yet with another limud, the limud of Reish Lakish. And as you'll see, Reish Lakish's limud is very similar to the one of Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Reish Lakish Omar, second line from the top of Yud Ches Omid Aleph, Reish Lakish Omar. The Chag HaKotzim, talking about Tvuas Masecha, Ba'os Pachas Masecha, Menasoda, V'Chag HaOsif, Tzeis Hashona. Anyway, the Chag HaKotzer, it says in the Pasuk, is referring to Shavuos. Zoktimor, Ezehu Chag Shat HaChoygeg V'Koytzer Boi, the Lashon Chag HaKotzer sounds like it's the Yomtiv of harvesting. In other words, on the Yomtiv you harvest. Freytimor, on the Yomtiv you harvest? That's the Gemara's kashim. Ezehu Chag Shat HaChoygeg V'Koytzer Boi, Yom Ezeh Atzeres. Atzeres is a time that people harvest all the crops and all the tvua and all the rest. That's the perfect time. So Timur, that's Atzeres. Veitimur, Amos. Ilem b'yontif, are you talking about the actual ketzira, the actual harvest takes place on yontif? Ketzira b'yontif, b'yishari, are you allowed to do ketzira b'yontif? Chas v'shal? It's one of the lamites malachas. You're not to do ketzira. El alav mujmin jong, that we're talking about l'tashlumen. We're not referring to yontif itself. We're referring to the days after yontif. That what the pasuk is telling us, that the chag of Atzeres extends 6 more days after Yontif is over. The first day, of course, Asim Malacha, like every Yontif, including, of course, Ketzira. But the next 6 days in the Chaltap, Tashtikl Yontif. Legabi, what is a Shtikl Yontif? Legabi Tashlumin, you can continue bringing the Kabanos that you did not bring on Yontif, the and the shal mecha giga. But at the same time, after you finish bringing your kabanas, you can go out in the fields and do your ktira, do your harvesting.
So there's nothing else besides bring a korban that extends a chag for another 6 days?
That's an excellent question.
You don't say tachlin.
You don't say tachlin for extra 6 days, that's correct. There is a Maril Diskin, which I've quoted in the past, that says something very novel, and that is that on Yontif, if you forgot to go and say Shechiyonu at Kiddush, or the women at the time of lighting the candles, you can continue reciting Shechiyonu for 6 days after Yontif, which is very, very counterintuitive. You would think, Yontif is over, how can I say Shechiyonu? But that's what the Maril Diskin says. All the other poskim challenge and disagree, and therefore the halacha we do not follow the Maril Diskin. But that would be yet another halacha that applies post Yontif for the next 6 days for bringing not only kabbanis, omitting the tachnon, as well as making that bracha according to Maril Diskin, making shachyan.
We don't have any other case though where we have a cholamoy type situation of isur malacha on list of Ovid, let's say, or something, which is not followed by a Yontif. We have Pesach as the first day, the seventh day midiraisa. We have Sukkot as the first day, and Shmini Atzeres. Shavuos doesn't have that end day Yontif to sort of close it off.
These svaros that you're giving now are excellent, as they typically are. Yet, when we get down to the middle of the Omer, the Gemara is going to refer to exactly what you're saying. If you just to take a glimpse at it, right before halfway down, you have Rav Yonis and Oimer in the middle of the line. The Gemara is going to use this for us that you are talking about, that you have the two bookends on both sides.
Yes.
Wait till we get.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara again. We're now on the fourth line from the top. Amos, when do you say that it's Chag HaKotzir? That it's both a Yomtiv and you can do a Ktsira? Even beyond Yomtiv itself, Ktsir, Yomtiv Mishari, Elam the Tashlumen. Ah, so now I have another new Makar to Hilchos Tashlumen besides the ones that we learned yesterday. Rabbi Yochanan, 1 second, I'm not happy with your mocker, with your limut. That same pasuk begins on the chag hakotzer bikurei masecha. The same pasuk continues on the chag osif betzeis hashana. The chag hakotzer is referring to Shavuos, and the chag osif is referring to Sukkot. So now, what does that mean? So now, using the same type of logic that we use by Chag HaKotzir, that we say, it's impossible to go and do Ketzira on Yontif. Muzduch Zayin, that Chag HaKotzir means the days following Yontif. Okay, so now let's try to apply that type of logic vis-a-vis Chag HaOsif. El miyat Chag HaOsif, eizehu Chag sheyesh boi asifa, hevi eim zeh Chag HaSukkos, because Chag HaSukkos is when you collect all of the sun-dried fruits and tvua, etc., that has been lying out there during the summer. You collect them and you gather them and you put them away. As you know, they didn't have refrigeration years ago, so how would fresh fruit go and continue and not rot and not spoil? They would go and sun dry them. Even today you can go and buy dried fruits. A lot of people like buying all types of dry things, so they would go and set it out there in the garden, in the field, and then they would put a big label on the package, sun-dried to this, and you can go buy it. Anyway, so when did they gather it from the field? That was Chag HaSukkos time, because after that, that's when rain begins, and that's why we start saying, Mashav Ruach Moedah Gosha, because it's going to start raining, it's going to ruin all of these sun-dried fruits. Ah, so that's the Chag Sheyesh by Asifa. So, Hevi Oim is Chag HaSukkos. This is Amos. When do you actually do the Asifa? Same kash as before. Ilay B'yontif. Are you talking about we do asif on Yontif itself? Melacha b'yontif mishari. Are you allowed to go and do the collection from the field? Where you gather together and you bundle together all of the things that you have in the field. So that's certainly prohibited. So obviously we're not talking about Yontif. Ella, l'chayim we're talking about Chol HaShamoed. Chol HaShamoed mishari. Chol HaShamoed is also osir b'melacha. And so therefore, we're not talking about Yontif. We're not talking about Chol HaShamoed because everything is osir. That being the case, Chol HaMoed Shel Mishari. Ella, what's then the pshat of Chag HaOsif? Chag HaOsif means Chag HaBo Bizman Asifa. Not like the Gemara has been learning until now. very, very literally that you have a kitzira on the yontif itself, or you have the asifa on the yontif itself. No. When we say the festival of Asifa, we mean the festival that occurs at the time that the farmers are gathering together all of their sun-dried fruits and tvuah from the fields. And smack in the middle of all of that, in other words, September time, when they are getting together all of their sun-dried stuff, in the middle, Baruch Hashem, Sidu HaRashor, Sidu Yom Kippur, and Sidu HaSukkis, and therefore that's the yontif that comes as Man Asifa. So Achanavi is using that same type of logic than Chagabob is Man Ktsira. That when we're talking about Shavuos, it doesn't mean that you do a Ktsira on Shavuos itself. It doesn't even mean that we're talking about Ktsira the next 6 days and to tell us Tashlumin. It's just telling us that the Zman of Atzeres, of Shavuos, comes out at the time of harvest, during the harvest season, which is typically, Ichweis, June time. In the middle of all of that is typically Shavuos. In the Zoi, that says Rabbi Yochanan, therefore Rish Lakish, your limud is not a strong limud. Your whole limud is based on that there's a ktsira on yontif, and you can't have a ktsira on yontif. So therefore there's a ktsira on the extension of yontif. What does that mean, extension of yontif? That you can still bring karbanos, then use that same logic with Chag HaOsif, and then that logic falls away. Because by Chag HaOsif, which is Sukkos, you cannot go and do malacha on yontif itself. You can't even do malacha on Chol HaMoed itself. And that's the full 7-8 days of Sukkos, including Shmini Atzeres. You can't do malacha anywhere. So how are you going to type Chag HaOsif? Elamai Chag HaOsif means it's the Chag that comes during the season, during the period of Asifa. So Chag HaKotzer means in the season and period of Ketzira. And therefore, Zot Yimara, that being the case, you have no right. And Reish Lakish does not respond to that question, and therefore L'choyre he agrees to Rabbi Yochanan that this Makar falls away, and we'll rely on the Makaris that we had yesterday of Rabbi Lezer Amraboshia together with Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Shekoyach. But one thing now, the Gemara is now being Madaik. It's obvious from Rabbi Yochanan's Kasha, and it's obvious from Reish Lakish's silence in the face of that kasha, that they both agree in the Chol HaMoed, no malacha. Because if they held that you're allowed to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, then they'd say the same thing that we said by Shavuos. The yontif is the ikkar day that you're supposed to bring your kabbanos oil to and Yishalmi Chagiga. But then you have another 6 days of Chol HaMoed to go and bring your kabbanos. You know why? Because those days are mutter b'malacha. Chol HaMoed, not yontif, it's only Chol HaMoed. In other words, like the 6 days post Shavuos, I would say the same thing, the 6 days of Chol HaMoed, mutter b'asiyas malacha. And that's in fact what the Pasuk is telling us. That even though it's not Yontif with a capital Y and T, Yontif is as a miniature Yontif, Chol HaMoed. You have Tashlum and Kol Shiva, as well as you can do the Asifa. By the fact that the Gemara didn't answer that, is Havada the Kuli Al HaMoed, that Chol HaMoed is Osir Bim Malacha. Of course, the Gemara doesn't go into it, that we, Chutz from Dover Oved and things like that, we learned back in Moed Kot. What's taka the mokar that you're not allowed to do malach and Chol HaMoed? According to Rashi and many other Rishonim, the Gemara that we're going to continue learning now from here to almost the bottom of the Omid is referring to D'oraisa, that the Isser malach and Chol HaMoed is min ha-toira. However, Toysis, the second Toysis, disagrees and says that it's only that it's D'rabbanan. What is the Drabon that we're talking about? As Toysis explained, that these psukim are only in Asmachta, but really it's Drabon. Not only Drabon, but it's Drabon. Right? Something which is Drabon, you don't need Drabon. It's a Drabon! But it's not a Dirais. Anyway, Zokim Wanaman, how do I know the Chol HaMoed is also C.S. Malach, the Ton Rabon, and the Bryce? Eschag HaMatzish Tishmor. Now the Pasuk continues on, Shivas Yomim Toychel Matzish Kasher Tzidisicha. So Pasha Pshat, the Pasuk is telling us two separate ideas. Number one is Chag HaMatzos Tishmor. Make sure that you're careful with all Hilchos Chag HaMatzos. Isra Asiyas Malacha. Don't eat Chometz. Ba'iru Ba'yim Matzah. All the Shemira that you have to do for Yomtiv. And then Shivas Yom Teichel Matzah. Make sure that you eat Matzahs for the 7 days. Yeah, whether it's a Chiyuv to eat or a Kiyum Mitzvah. But the point is, this is really two separate concepts. However, the Gemara darshens because of the Smichos, Gemara truncates the two together, and it says Chag HaMatzos Tishmor Shivas Yomim. So what does it mean, Tishmor Shivas Yomim? Tishmor usually means Shmira. Shmira usually means Iser asiyas malacha, and therefore we see from that limit al cholish amoyich asim asiyas malacha. So that's my mocker from this tishmar shivas yomim. Don't do malacha on chol amoyed. Rabbi Yonis and Oyma in a tzarech. I don't need a pasuk. I can learn it from a kal v'chaymer. What's the kal v'chaymer? Umar rishoin ushvii. When you're talking about yom tov itself, l'mushal chag ha-matzos. We know it says in the pasuk Yom Rishon Shabbosayim Uviyoma Shvii Shabbosayim. So therefore, the first day of Yom Tov and the final day of Yom Tov are both Osir Basiyas Malach. So my Rishon is Shvii She'ein Kedusha Lefnei Malach Reyan. Before the first day of Yom Tov, there is no kedusha. Yeah, you bring the carbon erev Pesach, you bring your carbon Pesach for sure. But there's no kedusha, so to speak. It's erev Yom Tov. As well as after Yom Tov is over, there's also no kedusha. It's Isru Chag. We don't say Tachnun and Hespin and Tanis and things of that nature. We Yishramlech. But the Mas, it's still not a day of Isru Malacha. You can do Malacha both on Erev Yom Tov and after Yom Tov. On Erev Pesach, to Chatzos, after is Minhogim, Nish, Ina, the Her. But the bottom line is, Ein Kedush Lefnei Malacharein, but both the first day of Yom Tov, the seventh day of Yom Tov, there is no kedusha before and after. In other words, before the first day and after the final day. But those 2 days, first day and seventh day, the Chol HaMoed that has the two bookends, it's surrounded by both sides by the Rishon, which is Issur Malacha, and the Shvi, which is Issur Malacha, and the Dinji also must see Issur Malacha, then it makes sense to say that those are probably also sandwiched in between the two, the Rishon and the Shvi, that there's also an Issur Asiyas Malacha. So I don't need a pasuk. It's Svaradik.
But it doesn't work.
Why didn't it work?
Because then all the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, they're also...
Excellent question. And the Gemara asks your kasha, but makes it even simpler than that. Not as profound as you make me to Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And that it's saying is, every single day of the week, today, there are two bookends. Yesterday was Shabbos Kodesh, Isasiyas Malacha. 6 days from now is going to be Shabbos Kodesh, so we should never be able to do Malacha. In fact, there are people that are Machmir, that don't do Malacha the whole year. There are people like that. But that's the Gemara's kasha. Like the Gemara, if that's the case, Sheishes, you may praise Yechichu, all 6 days of the week, other than Shabbos Kodesh, Sheish Kedush of Neim Lachrein, every week you always have Shabbos before and Shabbos afterwards. Umutar Masiyas Malacha, and they're always mutter during those days. So you could say the same thing for Chol HaMoed. The first day is Kodesh, final day is Kodesh, and the days in the middle might be like 6 days of the week that they're all fine and dandy. You can do all the Malachas. That's the Chodesh Tarka Kasha. Zek the Gemara, no. Don't ask me Kashas from days of the week. Every day of the week is just a regular day of the week. That's why you're allowed to do het to malach. However, Chol HaMoed is not just sandwiched in between Yom Rishon Shabbosin and Yom HaShvi'i Shabbosin. Every single day we have a Korban Musaf. Oh, so you see, this is Taka Yom Tov, and Mizuk Halel and all the rest. Yom Tov after all. Therefore, the combination of the two, the fact that it's sandwiched in between, as well as it's a Kar Musaf, that tells you that it's a din of Issa Malach. Pray tomorrow, but Rosh Chodesh Yechiyach, Sheyesh by Kar Musaf, and Mutzvah Asiyas Malach. Big deal. Every Rosh Chodesh, we say Kar, we daven Musaf, and of course in the Beis Mikdash's time, we brought a Kar Musaf. Nevertheless, you're allowed to go and do Malach. Yeah, women have a minig, but there's no Isser of Asiyas Malach. So you see, the Kar Musaf is Leimale Veloimoyrid. And therefore, don't bring me kashis from, don't bring me rayas from the fact that Chol HaMoed Yesh Bekar Musaf. Oh, and it's surrounded by both times. It must be no. Musaf is leimale v'leimoyrid. Feit moi malo Rosh Chodesh ain kari mikra kodesh. You know why Rosh Chodesh is mutzav asiyas malacha? Because it's never called mikra kodesh. Train becholish omoyd kari mikra kodesh. Chol HaMoed has that status of mikra kodesh. The Gemara doesn't bring the pasuk yet, but the Gemara is going to bring another 5 lines. That's the beginning, the introduction to the Mayadim in Parshas Emor. And there in that Parsha, then it goes through all the various Yom Tovim one after the other, and that's why we always lay it on Yom Tov. And there it's talking about, and it talks about the 7 days of Pesach and the 8 days of Sukkot, etc., etc. So, what do I see from that? Each day, even the Chol HaMoed days, have a Shem of Mikra Kodesh. Even though we go and bring a Karban Musaf, Avad, and we say Hal, Avad, but nevertheless, it doesn't have the status of Mikra Kodesh. So therefore, if I combine now the two, the fact that Chol HaMoed is in between day 1 and day 7, both of which happen to be Kodesh, like on, for instance, on Chag HaMatzos, on Pesach, first day, Yom Rishon Shabbosin. Seventh day is Yom HaShvi'i Shabbosin. In between I have the 5 days of Chol HaMoed, all of which are sandwiched in between with a Karban Musaf and with a Mikra Kodesh. So that's why it is an Issur Malach. Therefore, the Karban Kodesh didn't also be Issur Malach. So that's, bottom line is, we have now two Mekoyrois for the Issur Malach and Chol HaMoed. One from the Eshag HaMatzis Tishmor Shivas Yomim, that's a Yoshia, it could be Yoshia, based on the Kal V'Chomer, although we had Pirchis in the Kal V'Chomer, we would doiche those Pirchis, and we said, yo, it makes a lot of sense that Chol HaMoed is Os Masiyas Malacha Min Ha Chayim.
But it's selective, it's not the full-blown Siyas Malacha, narrowed it.
In terms of Melechus Dover Oved.
Right.
So we have to wait until the end of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to address that in Miyertza Hashem. Tani Irach, I have another Baitza with another Mokoy, another Limud. How do I know that it's also Basis Malach and Chol HaMoed? It says, Neposik HaMelechus Avoid Eloi Sasu, Limrach HaShemoy, Chos Basis Malach. We don't have the benefit of the Torah or Shalom in these Gemaras, but if you would look it up over there, it says, the two Psukim back to back. One says Kamalech Zavoid Loi Sasu, and then it says Shivas Yomim, etc. And therefore, the Gemara learns from Kamalech Zavoid Loi Sasu, Shivas Yomim, that he didn't, Issur Malach is not only on Yom Tov itself, but also the Shivas Yom, meaning also the Chol HaMoed. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Aglit. I don't need a Pasuk of Kamalech Zavoid Loi Sasu, the Shivas Yomim. I don't need that. How do you know? Because I have the Pasuk which we quoted a moment ago. Eilu Miyad Yishim Mikrei Kodesh, Vameh HaKosim Medaber. When we say that all of these Me'adam are Mikra Kodesh, Rashi says the word Mikra Kodesh means Atzor Me'malacha, Kacheyu Ba'asiyas Malacha, don't do Malacha. So the words Mikra Kodesh means don't do Malacha. So Be'akos V'davar, what is this addressing in Me'ad Hashem? In Barishon, if we're talking about Lemushel on Pesach, the first day of Yom Tov HaKvar Ne'emar Shabbosin, Yom Rishon Shabbosin. In Bishvi HaKvar Ne'emar Shabbosin, also Be'em Meshvi Shabbosin. Ho'ein HaKos V'davar L'chol Hashem Bo'ed. So therefore the in Me'ad Hashem Mikra Kodesh. So I have a brand new Makoir according to Rabbi Akiva. Contributes a Gleedalim from Lechas Avoid Lysas and Chivas Yamim, and according to Rabbi Akiva, based on Ilmi Hashem, Mikra Kodesh. Tani Yirich, I have another Brisa. Sheish is Yom Toichel Matzah, so Yom Meshvi Atzer is Lashem Lekecha. Mashvi Atzor, of Sheish is Yomim Atzurim. The Pasuk begins Sheish is Yomim Toichel Matzah, 6 days we eat Matzahs. Really, in truth, we eat matzah 7 days. So you remember in Masechtas Pesachim, the Gemara says over there, the reason why it says 6 days, to tell you just like those 6 days, there is no chiv to go and eat matzahs. So too, all 7 days, there's no chiv to eat matzahs, with the exception of the first night, because it says, matzahs. But otherwise, you have according to the Gra and others, you have a kiyum mitzvah every time you eat matzahs. But Pashup Shad is, you're just not allowed to eat chametz. If you want to eat something, you can eat matzahs. For that matter, you can eat potatoes. But they didn't have potatoes at the time of the Torah. They didn't know about potatoes until Columbus came to America. But anyway, Sheish is Yom Tichel Matzahs is, I think the Chai Odom says, Baruch Hashem, they didn't have potatoes at the time when they made the Gezeirah on Kitneis, because then we wouldn't even be able to eat potatoes on Yom Tov. And there's so few things that we can eat as it is, then you wouldn't be able to have potato kugel and couldn't have potato starch and all the other wonderful things that we use potatoes from for Yom Tov. But anyway, Tanya, yes.
Your quinoa.
Oh, quinoa, that's already a shayla. Okay. You can, you cannot. Twice.
Yeah, okay.
I wasn't involved. Anyway, Tanya Yidach, on to the next price. Sheishis yom toichel matzis of yoy mashvi atzeres lashem. 6 days he eat matzois, and then the seventh day is atzeres. Atzeres means atzira from asiyas malach. Tarshadimar, mashvi atzor. Just like on the seventh day, this is Atzira. Afshev Shesh Yom Matzurin. Same thing applies to the earlier days, meaning the Chol HaMoed days, also Atzurin Mi'asiyas Mulach. That's a very nice drash. In other words, Shesh Yom Techo Matzis, Yiv Matzis. V'yom Yishin, the seventh day is Atzeres. The Pasuk continues Atzeres, Lashem Lekecha, Lo Yisas Mulach. So the Atzeres is Ibrik. It's redundant, superfluous, because we already say that loisas malach. So what do you need that seres for? That seres comes to tell you the hekish, that just like shvi atzar, the sheis yom ul tzatzar. Maybe just like Shvi is an Atzeres B'Melacha. They said, Imashvi Yatzer B'Chol Melacha. All Melachas. Hafshish Yom Atzer B'Chol Melacha. You're not allowed to do any Melacha. This is what Brother Shai was introducing a couple of minutes ago. Tamaloymer. Vayim Hashvi Yatzeres. Hashvi Yatzer B'Chol Melacha. Vayim Shishi Yom Atzer B'Chol Melacha. Aha. When the Pasuk says Vayim Hashvi Yatzeres, it's coming to tell us only Yom Hashvi has an Atzeres from Kol Melacha Lo Yisasu. However, on the earlier 6 days, there you have to go and choose and pick. Not all malachas, but, if you will, most malachas. So make up your mind which you are, which nish. The Pasuk is specifically giving the mandate to the Chachamim. Loi malach, eizi yoim, otzer v'eizi yoim mutzer, eizi malach asura v'eizi malach mutar. In other words, although the Pasuk gives you the macro, the general guidelines, don't do malacha on Yantiv, on Cholamayit, by the fact that it doesn't rise to the level of Yantiv itself, the Torah gives leeway to the Chachamim to make all types of guidelines, what is permissible, what is not permissible. And as we learned back in Maseches Moed Katan, in general, all malacha is asur, except for malachas Zavra Aved and the like, those you're allowed to go and do on Cholamayit. L'chayra, although the Gemara only brings it here at the end, l'chayra one would have to go and append this to all of the other drushes, because as Brother Shai asked before, what do we do with all the other drushes that say that you're osir b'malacha throughout Chol HaMoed? So l'chayra you have to come on to this last tikkul that masna kasl chachamim, that they can go and make the guidelines what's permissible, what's not permissible. Anyway,
could you review then why the Torah was saying sheish yamim?
No. Teichel Matzahs?
Yeah.
Okay. That's really another Gemara. That's talking about the din of eating matzahs.
Yeah.
Where the Gemara asks elsewhere, one pasuk says, Sheish Yom Teichel Matzahs. Another pasuk says, Shivas Yom Teichel Matzahs. Is the Chasira. So the Gemara says that we learn from the Sheish Yom to the Shivas Yom, that just like the Sheish Yom, there is really no requirement, because Sheish Yom does not include the first day. It's day 2 through day 7. No requirement to eat matzahs, but sure, eat matzahs with gusto, absolutely. According to the Gra, it's a chiyah mitzvah, even though it's not a chiyah mitzvah. Same thing, even the first day, there is no chiyah to eat matzahs, with the exception of the first night. Because the first night is a separate din of the Erev Teichel Matzahs.
Well, it's not Ibrit then to learn Av Sheish Yami Masur, because we're already learning something else from it.
So either this Gemara learns that limit from somewhere else, or what the Gemara is saying is that you can learn two limudim from the fact that it's a sheishes yomim, here it's a shivas yomim, that you can learn one din. Number two, the fact that you have the hekesh of the juxtaposition, the smichus of sheishes yom teichel matzahs with v'yoyim hashvi. Why did the Kodesh Baruch Hu put these two together? To say that just like v'yoyim hashvi is atzeres, the sheishes yomim is also atzeres. In other words, halacha not involving consumption of matzah, but legabi the din of atzira mi malach. So that's why the Torah puts the two together. We could have had two separate psukim. Sheish Yom Teichel Matzahs, and take a rest, and say Hallel, and bring Kar Musaf. And Yom Shvi, it's a separate pasuk of Atzeres that you're now going to do Malach. The fact that we crunch the two together, the pasuk tells you this thing as well. Right, so we finish off now. The Mishnah says, what is this all about? We said that if you have a situation where the Yom Tevoyach is Achre Shabbos, besides Yom Tevoyach, Yom Tevoyach means that, for instance, If Shabbos, Atzeres, Shavuos, were to occur, l'mashal, on Shabbos itself, where Kuli Al-Moida, both Beisham and Beisil, agree that you can't bring any Karbonos Yochid, neither your Oilas Re'ia, nor your Shalmei Chagiga. So when are you going to bring your Karbonos? L'Yiro Panai Reikam, when you come up to this Midrash, you got to bring those Karbonos. Everybody agrees then, Beisham and Beisil, you'll bring it on Yom Tevoyach, on Isru Chag, on Sunday. Now, typically on Isru Chag, people continue the Yontif. And as you heard from Brother Shai before, in Hasidic neighborhoods, many people continue wearing the Shtramlich on Isru Chag because they are continuing and extending the Chag into another day. And based on Gemara, so we learned in Tanis, L'chari, you wouldn't have a din of Hesped and you wouldn't have a din of Tanis. It's a Shtikli Yontif, Isru Chag, Bavoisim. We tie the Chag to ourselves, to our bodies, to our neshamas, Bavoisim, with strong chains to continue even after Yom Tov is over. He's still in the Yom Tov spirit. However, when the Yom Tovayach falls out on Sunday, where everybody is massing to the Beis Hamikdash, because you couldn't bring the Kabbalists on Shabbos, so everybody's on Mass, hundreds of thousands of people, Kanayinahara, bringing their Shepslach and bringing their Kabbalists, on that day, Mutarim Behesper B'Tanis. And as the Mishnah said, the Kohen Gadol goes out. When he leaves the Beis Hamikdash, he doesn't wear his shtreimel, he wears his regular weekday clothes.
Because why? Of the karaites.
Because of the karaites.
Not the karaites, the tzedokim.
The tzedokim, the baisusim, the apikarsim, all these bad guys. All these bad guys, they interpreted the Torah literally when it says that the din, when the shvuas fall out, mimochus ha-shabbos ha-shvias, tismru chamishim yoim, that when you finish counting the Sheva Shavuos, Mimochras HaShabbos HaShis, when you finish that final seventh Shabbos, then you're going to have 50 days, and then you're going to have Atzeres, you're going to have Shavuos, which means Mimochras HaShabbos, Mimochras HaShabbos is always Sunday, right? Shabbos typically always falls out on Shabbos. And what's Mimochras HaShabbos? The day after, which is Sunday.
Right, oh, this year comes out on Sunday, Monday Shabbos.
You see that? So, the point is that the Tzedokim, the Baisusim, all of these bad guys, they said you have to interpret the Torah literally, that Shavuos always falls out on a Sunday. You remember Gemara in Masechtas Menachos, there was a debate between the Chachmi Yisrael and the Chachmi Tzedokim, and they said, well, where do you get this from that it's always on Sunday? So one of the Sekenim of the Baisusim went and he was pitpeit, can I say Baisusim, Tzedokim, you know, that whole Mishpacha. So he said that he is pitpeit kenegdoi, that Moshe Rabbeinu was an oyev Yisrael, and he wanted Klal Yisrael to have a two-day weekend. Right? Today they talk about a three-day and four-day weekend. And so therefore, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shavuos should always come out on Sunday, she have 2 days back-to-back. Something more called the pitpeit, meaning he was chirping like a bird, saying narishkeit. Anyway, Zokti Gemara now, if you're going to have the Yom Tovayach on that Sunday, and everybody's going to mass with their kabbonis, then the tzedokim are going to say, ha ha, you see, we're right, that today happens to be a yontiv, because it's always on Sunday, and fact it was not yesterday, and that's why we're bringing the kabbonis today, and so on and so forth. So to be able to go and give them a punch in the nose, and to show them that you're wrong, we have the Kohen Gadol wearing regular civilian clothing, weekday clothing, outside, as well as, they said, yes, you can have a hespin, and you can have a tanis. In other words, conduct yourselves as if it was a regular, normal day, Shavuos L'Kayim, to go and disagree vehemently and publicly against all those bad guys. Fine. Zokti Mar. V'chatanya, I have a braisa. Ma'asa umeis alachsa belud. There was a day that Alachsa passed away in Lud. I don't know who Alachsa was, but apparently he was a very choshev yid, because the Nichlas who called Yisrael the Soifta, Gans Klal Yisrael came to a hespin. In other words, he must have been a Groysa Godel Hador. And Gans Klal Yisrael is coming to make a hespin. V'loinicha Reb Tarfin, v'neishi yontiv shel atzeres hoya. Reb Tarfin said, Chas v'shol, make a hespin today. Shidach yontiv shel atzeres. Everybody go home. V'rei Timora, yontiv shel kadaitach. It was Mamish Yontif itself, and people are coming for a hespid. Ibi Yontif Mikrosu. Everybody knows that in Yontif you don't make Hespedim. Everybody knows in Yontif you don't make Tanesim. It's like Yontif. It cannot be. Ela Ema Mushman L'Choy Rizom, that when it says over here, V'nichlis Yukoy Yisrael L'Soyftoy, it wasn't on Yontif Shel Atzeres, Neshi Yom Toivoyach of Atzeres Hoya. It must be the Yom Tovoyach. And therefore, the Yom Tovayach is like we said now on Sunday. On that Sunday, Reb Tarfin says, "Rabbi, chas v'shalom, no hespedim. Everybody, go home." What are you talking about? Our Mishnah said, "Befei shum mutar v'hespedim." Are you telling me Reb Tarfin is arguing with our Mishnah? Mishnah said, "Mutar v'hespedim." I mean, Reb Tarfin could argue with our Mishnah, but since we don't find any machloikis in our Mishnah or any brisa, so the chayra, we don't want to make machloikis in for naught. So it's the chasira. Is it mutter? Is it awesome? What's going on? Not like kasha. Depends what you mean when you say Yom Tovayach. Can be Yom Tovshichol Yoyis Achar HaShabbos. Can be Yom Tovshichol Liyoyis B'Shabbos. If you're talking about Yom Tovshichol Liyoyis Achar HaShabbos, what does that mean? It really means is, when was the original Yom Tov and when is the Yom Tovayach? If the original Yom Tov was L'moshel on Shabbos, and Yom Tovayach is on Sunday, which is the case of our Mishnah, Avada, Mutter, Behespid, Vitanis, to go and show the Tzedokim, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. That's our Mishnah. Reb Tarfin agrees to that. Here we're talking about that there was Yom Tovayach during the week. What means during the week? That Yom Tov L'Mushal was on Monday, L'Mushal. And 9/10 of Klal Yisrael brought their kabbanis of the Shalmei Chagiga on that day, and whether they did smicha or not, they Shalmei Beisil. Oilas Ru'iyah, could they bring the Ru'iyah, Oilas Ru'iyah that day? Well, according to Beisil, they could. According to Beishamai, they couldn't. But even those people that could bring it, not everybody got there on time. Some people were delayed. Some people just couldn't get themselves together. Whatever it was. And therefore, there are a whole bunch of people bringing their kabbanis tashlumin the next day. And that's also Yom Tevoyach. In fact, like Yimora said yesterday, you have 6 Yimei Tevoyach after Yotiv, where you can continue bringing your kabbanis. Ah, on that Yom Tevoyach, the people got together and they wanted to go and make a hesped. Said Reb Tarfa, no. If it's Isru Chag, the day after Yom Tov, and it's not a Sunday, it's a Monday, it's a Tuesday, it's a Wednesday, any other day of the week, it has the status of Isru Chag, and yes, you should go out with your Shtraimelach, and yes, the Kohen Gadol should go and wear Big Day Shabbos and Big Day Yom Tov, and yes, people should refrain from hesped v'tanis. And that's when the Rabbi Alachsa passed away, on that type of situation, where the Yom Tevoyach was not on Sunday, it was on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, any other day of the week. Talk the Mishnah on to Yud Ches Amud Beis. Now from here, till the end of the Masechta, we're going to get Rabbeisai deeply into Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara. And that's why many people, when they see these blatter, they get filled with chil ura'oda yoychezen. They are full of fright and tribulation. But really there's no reason to do so, because...
And trepidation,
yes. We're going to try as best as possible to go through it without it getting too trepidatious, if there is such a word. And the reason why we're going into Tumah V'Tahara, says Rashi, about a quarter down the Omid, is because at the end of our Masechta, we're going to say that some of the Hilchos Tumah do not apply during the Regel, during Yom Tov. The reason is because, although throughout the year we were concerned that the Amei Haaretz, the people that were illiterate, were not makbid on Tumah V'Tahara, and therefore we had to be very careful when we ate there or when we had anything to do with them. However, during the Regel, Kol Yisrael Chaverim, everybody has a status like a Chover, and we blur the lines between Talmud Chochem and Chover and Amoretz, and we all are together, Bahava Ach V'Sholom Reis. So because of that wonderful feeling of being together, Yachat, all together, that's the reason why we bring this Mishnah and all the other halachas as an introduction to that. Normally throughout the year there is Tumah V'Tahara, and at the end of the Masechta, Daf Chavav, right before we finish, the morning I say, but during Yom Tov, some of these rules and regulations are relaxed. Mitch will get there when we get to the end of the Masechta.
Why is this Mishnah here, not in Perush Lishon?
I'm in Chayim B'Kodesh. It's a very good question. But Derech Halatz, I would say, is Ein Dorshin. You can't Dorshin. I don't know. If Rei God, L'Chayre, what Mendy is asking is that the next parak begins Chayim B'Kodesh, Mibetruma, there, it really spells out lots of these dinim in great, great detail. And L'Chayre, this Mishnah should really be placed in that parak. Why it's placed here? Basically. Sorry?
It's a Forshpite.
A Forshpite. Okay, very good. To whet our appetites for the next parak. Beautiful. So, our Mishnah tells us a bunch of halachas, and as you'll see, there are different categories. The first category is going to be legabe, when a person's hands are tamei. What do you do to go and tie her hands? Now, whenever you see this concept of hands being tamei, as opposed to the rest of the body, that's already the biggest clue that we're talking about a derabbanan and not a deraisa. Because a deraisa, if a person's hands touch something which he's not supposed to touch, such as a dead sheret, or a nevela, or chas v'sholem, a mess, etc., this person now becomes tamei deoraisa. And not just his hands, but his hands, his toes, his nose, his belly, his feet, the whole body becomes tamei. When do you have a case that only the hands become tamei? When you're talking about a tumah dirabanan. Now, what means a tumah dirabanan by hands? So, without going through every single halacha of tumah v'tahara, but back in the beginning of Masechtas Shabbos, we had the Yud Ches Dover, the various gezeiros that they made. Initially, they made a gezeira that if a person touches the klaf, for instance, of a sefer Torah, perhaps other kisvei hakodesh, ayin b'Masechtas Shabbos, just touching the klaf, you already become tumah shidayim. What do you do to take away the Tumas Yadayim? you go and wash your hands, as we'll see in the Mishnah. You don't have to, whether you have to toivel in the mikvah or not, we'll see that in a moment. But that's one din. And afterwards they expanded it even further, and they said that stam yodayim atame. What means stam yodayim? Because a person throughout the day is focused on many other things, and he is spaced out. Okay. The fascinating chats here on the side. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, so stam yadayim, because a person throughout the day is not focusing, looking at his hands at all time, he's thinking about the daf, he's thinking about business, he's thinking about the knicks, he's thinking about the invasion in Ukraine, whatever a person is thinking about throughout the day, therefore he's not focusing on his hands, by mistake, by accident, one of the hands might have touched X, Y, or Z. We don't know. Because of that, that's why they have a special Gzeira Midrabanan that Stam Yadayim are Tameh. So what difference does all of that make? Says our Mishnah, Noitun Yadayim L'chulin U'lemaiser U'letruma. If a person wants to go and eat a piece of chulin, a person wants to eat bread, for instance, a person wants to go and eat Meiser. Meiser always, whenever we have in this connection Meiser, we mean Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni has a higher degree of Kedusha in the sense that you can only eat it in Yerushalayim, or if you want to eat it outside Yerushalayim, you have to be poided. So, it's a higher form of Kedusha. And Truma, of course, can only be eaten by the Kahanim. Zohar is not allowed to eat Truma. So if you want to go and eat any one of the aforementioned, and your hands are Tamei, not that I know that they're Tamei, but Midrabanan, I have to assume that they are Tameh, that's Stam Yadayim Tameh, that you got to wash your hands like we wash before we eat bread. You have to go and wash your hands for chulin, for mice and truan. Now what happens if a person wants to eat kodshim? Now who would be eating kodshim? For instance, any yid in Klal Yisrael that brought a carbon shlomim l'moshel, he's only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. When he sits down with his family to go and eat from that carbon, even though we're not talking about washing for a suda, he didn't necessarily eat a piece of bread, but he wants to eat kodshim. It's not enough just to wash your hands. Matbilin, you have to go to your local mikveh and you got to put your hands in the mikveh. And the same thing, of course, applies to the Kahanim when they happen to be in the Beis Hamikdash. If they want to go and eat from Chatas or Oshem, from Kodshei Kodeshim, they got to go and toivel their hands.
Only the hands.
Only the hands. Because we're not talking about a din d'oraisa, we're talking about a din d'rabbanan. If you look at the Rashi at the top of the Omid, for these three, chulin, mice, and truma, it's enough in a tila. The kli she'ein boy ella, the kli she'ein boy ella revias maim. You only need revias maim and you don't, like we do, and you're done. But the kodesh matbilin, avalecha shlamim, or chatz v'yosh l'kahanim, yesh mala, there's a higher mala, a higher level of kedusha, sheterach lahatpil yadayim bar boyim so, you gotta go and put your hands into a mikvah bar boyim so. V'avu b'she'ein ella stam yadayim, even though you're only talking about stam yadayim, shalim nogu b'tum d'yaraisim, we're not talking about a nevela metasheret, hametam es kol aguf. Nevertheless, you gotta put your hands in the mikvah. You immerse them, you take them out, you're done.
Would that mean, I want to wash for bread,
yeah,
I just go to mikveh, my hands in, that suffices.
If you're talking about, bezman hazeh, if you're eating chulin, l'choyri yes. But once again, you should contact your local competent Orthodox rabbi.
Maim shuvim would be okay for that? Maim shuvim for the mikveh?
Yes. L'choyri yes.
And would you make a bracha al tefillah sedayim?
It's a very good question. I'm sorry?
You make a bracha when you go to the mikvah of Yom Kippur?
We do not make a bracha. The ladies, when they go...
Sorry, so why should we make a bracha for the hands? Since you don't make wash a bracha for the whole time.
When you wash your bread for hands for bread, do you go make a bracha al tefillah sedayim? Most of the time, right?
Yeah.
You make al tefillah sedayim. When you wash your bread. That's what he's asking. Since by kodshim you got to put your hands into the mikvah, maybe instead of making on the tefillah yadayim, you should make a bracha on the tefillah yadayim. Yes, Shelly.
How did the halacha become that we all have to do it?
That's a very good question.
It's a gezeira from
Truma. It's all gezeira because of Truma, because of the Kahanim, because unfortunately, as you know, nowadays, there is no Beis Hamikdash. I say nowadays, hopefully that's going to end within a few minutes. There is no Beis Hamikdash, and there is no Hilchos Truma because we don't know who the Kahanim are, and the Truma perhaps they might only be Drabanan anyway. Not only Drabanan, it might be Drabanan. Machloikis Rishonim, what the din of Truma Bizman is in Eretz Yisrael, especially this year's no Truma anyway, it's a Shmita. etc., etc. So we didn't want to forget Chas V'Sholem about in Yomi Tumah V'Tahara. So to remind us, you always wash your hands to be in the safe zone.
Okay. I have to hand it to you. That was a very good answer.
Oh, you have to hand it to me. Thank you. If you would be... Yes, Jeff.
Go ahead. No, I don't want to interrupt you.
And now I was just going to respond in kind to Shelley. That's the reason why we say that when a person has difficulty in learning, he says, "Lematzanu yadenu v'ragleinu b'bismedesh." He couldn't find his hands or his feet in bismedesh. He was totally lost. Shelley, if you'd be here, you'd also be able to give us a hand. But since you're not here, "Lematzanu yadenu," we didn't see your hands in bismedesh. Okay, Jeff, what's your question?
Just a very basic question. It's basic, but I don't know because I'm not a kohen. When the kohanim washed the duchen,
yes.
Do they make a bracha? Is there a bracha that they make when they actually wash?
I don't think so, but you'd have to look
Lindy,
up the rabbi.
You're leaving.
Yeah,
you're leaving
right here.
Do they make brachas?
You have to.
Well,
if you're asking nowadays when kohanim dichen, would they make a bracha? The answer is they do not. How if you're
Bizman Hazeh,
they do not. They do not make a bracha. However, whether they made a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash when they duchened, perhaps they did. That I couldn't tell you. You'd have to look in the Rambam. But again, that's beyond our Mishnah. All we're saying so far in the Mishnah is that you're washing your hands for chulin, mais, and truma, since it's a din derabanan of stam yadayim or shniyos, you gotta go and wash your hands, but all you have to do is wash your hands, not more. If you want a kach, it might be, you have to put your hands in the mikveh. Ula chattas, if you are involved in chattas, chattas doesn't mean the carbon chattas, we're talking now about the people that are going to spritz the pora aduma water on people to be metayher them, those people, if they are concerned about tumas yadayim, meaning that their hands may have become tamei, guess what they have to do before they go and spritz somebody else with the waters of the paraduma. Even though the person went to the mikveh that morning, it's now an hour, 2 hours later, the assumption is he has not been focusing on his hands the whole time, so they may have become tamei. Then the person has to go into the mikveh. So we have three separate levels. Chulin, mais, and truma, you wash your hands. For kodshim, you got to toivel your hands. For paraduma water, you got to go into the mikveh itself if you want to go and spritz the paraduma water on someone else. Then the whole body has to go into... All of this, again, is drabonon, it's not minotay. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Ulechatas, which is the first of the narrow lines. Ulechatas. Liga memechatas. Mayim hamkudoshim be'ifer par lahazis mehen al tmeim meisim yesh mal yaseder is even a greater level and mal yaseder shemnit mu yodah biachas min advarim hametamim siyadayim v'lo yaseguf. If you're talking about tumas yadayim such as kigoyin v'lad tumim goyin sefer v'chol tumim shein medivri sofrim, then what's the din? Nit mahaguf v'chol haguf tzorach tvila v'chol hamalas alosis rashi shezeh gvoyim mizeh is all medivri sofrim. All of these things are dirabonons. And that we mentioned earlier, how does this come in the middle of Masechtas Chagiga? Everything was smooth sailing until now. All of a sudden I get entangled with Tumat Tahara. Why does it come to Hilchis Regel? If Ishiyesh Besoifan, Hilchis Regel, Shama Oretz, Chashuvin, Tehoirin, Beregel. V'loi B'shari Moise Shana, Besoifchem, Rav Kodesh, Mitchem, at the end of the next parak, we're going to see that Amiratzim have the same din and regel as the Chaveirim. So we got to talk about Tumat Tahara. So this is the introduction to that final statement at the end of the Masechta, which we'll see in Mitchem shortly. Okay, so this is the Chata Nit Megufe. Now on to the continuation of the Mishnah. So far we had one category of Stam Yadayim, how are you Metayher them? And we had the three Madregas, the three levels, Chulin, Maas, Truma, wash, Kodesh, you Matpil, you have to immerse them to the Mikvah and Chatas, you have to Toivel Toli. Now we're going to have something very similar. Says the Mishnah, Tova L'chulin, Huchsak L'chulin, Osa L'maiser. What the Mishnah is telling us is, if a person ever decided to go to the mikvah for whatever reason, he has to have kavana why he is toivling. This doesn't apply today because we don't have the various levels from chulin to maizah to truma to kodshim, but in the times of the Beis HaMikdash they did have these different levels. So if a person became tameh and he's going to the mikvah and he says to himself, I want to eat my chulin b'tahara, and that's the reason why I'm going to the mikvah. So he toivled, comes out, he had a mind for chulin. Huchsak l'chulin. Huchsak l'chulin means now the tevila helped, and that he is now tohoir for chulin. However, if he decides afterwards to eat maaser sheni, no good. He's got to go back to the mikveh. Why does he have to go back to the mikveh? Because since he was only mechaven for chulin, that tvila did not help him for maaser sheni. And similarly, tovah lemaaser, if he toiled for maaser sheni, and he only had in mind for maaser sheni, chukos lemaaser. If that person happens to be a kohen, he wants to subsequently eat truma. Sorry, that tvila did not help because he didn't have in mind for truma. Therefore, also the truma. Tovah letruma, if you had in mind for truma, chukos letruma, but also lekodesh, not only kodeshim. Tovah lekodesh, if you toiled because I want to eat kodeshim, chukos lekodesh, but also lechatas, you still wouldn't be able to go and be the spritzer for the paraduma waters. And therefore, when you go to the mikveh, you should automatically have in mind for the highest level. Not that I, a Yisrael, will ever be able to eat truma, but I'll be able to eat kodeshim, the shlomim, which is kodeshim kalim, etc. Anyway, but if you decided to have the minor tvila in mind and not the major, then you're only mekayim for that level, and you won't be yoitzer for the higher level.
Is this a Sriches Kavana type proof from here?
All of this is based on Divrei Sofrim, that they want to go and dramatize and emphasize the inyanim of Tumah v'Tahara, and that's why they said, you want a toivah in the mikveh, make sure that your Kavanas are accurate and are on the level that you need them. And however, the Mishnah tells us, Tovah l'chomer, mutar l'kal, that of course, the reverse works. It's like Yesh b'chlal Messiah Mana. What happens if you have in mind l'chatas? Then that helps for you for kodshim and for truma and for meisim and for chulin. In other words, you cannot have, it doesn't help for anything higher in kedusha, but it certainly will help you in things which are lesser in kedusha. So, if in the times of the base of English, always have the maximum that you could possibly have in mind, so you don't have a problem subsequently. So, tovah l'chomer mutar l'kal. When I'm tovah l'chusik, what happens? You went to the mikveh and you were totally spaced out. When you go into the mikveh, you go into the water, you didn't even think about that you're toifling. You just went to the mikveh. And then you dried yourself off, and Degans the mikveh is good as bad, but you had to have in mind l'chol apachas for the chulin, or for the meiser, whatever you were wanting to go into. When it says tovah l'chusik, Rashi says the word chusik in this connection means from Lashon Kavona. See Rashi almost halfway down. Also the meiser, chusik Lashon Kavona. So you have to have a kavana what you wanted to do. If you skip two Rashi's, v'loy huchsak, v'loy niskavin l'shem tvilas tahara, elechitza ba'al, a person went into the mikveh, the mikveh was nice and clean, beautiful, gishmak, nice and warm, you go into the mikveh, you come out, you didn't have in mind for tahara, yeah, it's a ganz gishmak, it's no worse than a swimming pool, as if he didn't tovah at all, and therefore if you need a tvilah, go back into the mikveh. Okay, so this was the second category of the different levels. Now we're going to have a third category, and this is going to be Gabi Bigdi Amaoritz Medris Leprushim Bigdi Prushim Medris LaOichetruma. What does the word Medris mean? Without going into all of the Hilchais Tumah V'Tahara, Medris means the halacha of Mishka V'Moishev. What's the din of Mishka V'Moishev? What happens if you have a Zav or a Nida or a Zava that were lying on a bed, then the bed, the mattress, the covers, all of that, all becomes tamei. It not only has a din of a tumma of a rishon, it has a tumma of an avatumma. In other words, if you have, for instance, a zov, a man that had emissions, okay, so of course he is an avatumma. If you touch him, then you become a rishon tumma. If that zov touches this table, the chairs, assuming that they are ro'i l'kabel tumma, Barry's going to say, well, maybe the table's not, because it's like shizik v'yeitz, and mishnei, the
Alazan. I didn't even introduce it.
I know, but that was your mind. Anyway, the point is, any type of kli or person that is susceptible to kabel tumma, if that touches itself, it becomes tamei. But it does not on the same level, it becomes a rishon l'tumma. Okay. However, when it comes to Timas Mishka V'moishev, which means a Zav lay on a bed, or he sat on a chair, the type of chair that everybody sits on is supposed to Moin V'nasim Achteinu. Yeah, I knew you had that in mind too. Good, anyway, what's the halacha about all of those things? They get the same level of Tumma as the person himself. That the Zav was an Avatumma, and now the bed, Mishka V'moishev, they also begin to get the same din of Avatumma.
Azav is also somebody who is tashmish with his wife or not?
If a Zav lives together with his wife, so what do you want? You want to know whether the wife becomes tummy as a result?
Where is he? If he's a Zav or he's not a Zav,
The truth of the matter is, you don't even need to come on to a Zav. Every person who lives with his wife at any time, if he's moitzi zera, which right. is of course is typical. So number one, he becomes a balkeri, and she also becomes a balas keri. And therefore, she has to toivel the mikveh the same way that he has to. The reason why we're not knowing that today is because we don't have the hilchis tumah v'tahara that would apply to Maaseh Sheni or to Truma or to Kachim. But Amir Shem on the base of Midrash will be rebuilt.
Will hold also.
I'm sorry, once again.
The Tumah's Madras, that person goes and sits in a chair after he's with his wife.
With the man, no, the man would only have a din tumah's keri. Yes. Whatever he touches will become tameh, but it's going to become a rishon tameh. It won't be on the same
grade.
Because it's not a zav. If it's a zav, it would be upgraded to the same grade, the same level that he is. That he is an avatuma, and the chair and the table and the bed, they would all have a din of an avatuma by tumas medrash by a zav. But by balkeri, it would only be a rishon tameh. It would be one level removed. If you're wondering to yourself, so what difference does it make? Avatum, Rishon Tum, Minatoira, a person can only become Tummy from an Avatum, not from a Rishon Tum. So therefore, if the Zav were to go and touch not that he sat on the chair, he just touched the chair. So not at the Mishka Moshe situation. He touched the chair. So now that chair becomes now a Rishon Tum. If I now touch that chair, I do not become tamei min ha-toira, because min ha-toira only an avetuma can be metamei odom v'kelim and not a rishonatuma. So the fact that the zav sat on the chair, which makes the chair now into an avetuma, if I were to touch it, then I would become tamei min ha-toira, because I touched an avetuma, I would become a rishonatuma. Anyway, all of that is very exciting, and that whole parasha of Mishka v'Moshev is called Tumas Medrash. That's the name that you find in Chazal for Mishka v'Moshev. So, Big Day Am Oretz Medrash of Prushim. What does that mean? Big Day Am Oretz means, and Am Oretz doesn't have to mean necessarily a person who's totally illiterate. Typically, he was. However, when the Gemara used the term Am Oretz vis-a-vis Prushim, what we mean that the Prushim were chaverim, not only that they were very friendly, but also they were makbid on eating their chulin b'tahara. The reason why they were makbid eating their chulin b'tahara, even though it's not necessary, you could eat chulin b'tumah, no problem. But they were concerned that from time to time they might have in their homes Maaseh Sheni, or they might have truma if he's a koyin, or kachim if he's in Yerushalayim and he's eating kachim. They always wanted to be on the highest level of kedusha, and therefore they were Prushim, they were chaverim, they were makbid. Even on their chulin to eat it b'tahar. However, the Amoritz were not so makbid. As a result, if you have Amoratzim that had begodim, they had their clothes, and we're not focusing so much on the menfolk, we're focusing more on the ladyfolk. Why? Because ladies become tamei all the time as a result of their monthly menstrual cycle, and therefore we are concerned that these begodim of the wives of the Amoritz are tamei, and they were not toiveled in the mikveh. The way to remove the tamei is to go toiveled in the mikveh. They were not toiveled in the mikveh, therefore they remain tamei. If I now were to touch one of those begotten, it's a medrash automatically, even though I don't know. Maybe this wife, she's pregnant and she hasn't had a cycle now for the last 8 months. And maybe she's very meticulous that every month she goes and toivels all her begotten in the mikveh. All of that is possible. But since I don't know, the halach is all big yam oritz, by definition, if I touch them, medrash of prushim, they have a din of tumma for prushim because they are in a higher madrega. And the same thing applies to big day prushim, even though the person is a real chover, the Talmud chochem, and he's makbin, he's a porish, and a rumba, blah, blah. However, since he only eats chulin as well as maaseh sheni, so then his begodim are medrash loichli truma. If a koyin were to touch those begodim, even though that porish, it's a chanel, a chira, tzadik, a kodish, he goes to the mikveh three times a day, and he toivels, all that is wonderful. Of lemaisa, it doesn't rise to the level of the kedusha of truma of kahuna, and therefore it's medrash loichli truma. And same thing is big day oichli truma, the kahanim's begodim are medrash lekodish. Those people that are now eating kodshim, if they touch those begodim, they become tameh. The big day koidish is medrash lechatos. Even we have kohanim that are doing the avoda and they're going to eat chasvi asham, and therefore their high standards, high levels of kedusha, they're oisik and they're eating kachim. Nevertheless, their begodim are medrash lechatos. If somebody else wants to now go and spritz chatos water meaning from the paraduma, he touches those begodim, he becomes tameh. to illustrate and dramatize this, our Mishnah gives us the example of Yosef ben Yezer, or Yechosid ben Kahuna. He was the outstanding chosin among the kahuna. That means he was a real, real atzadik for Nayid, for the Alekehana. Vohisa mitpachta, his mitpachas. Mitpachas can be defined as a kerchief. It can also be defined as a hand towel that they use as a napkin at the table. Madras lekoidish. If you afterwards wanted to go and eat kochim, you touched the mitpachas of Yosef ben Yezer. Back into the mikveh. Maskin, but he's only on the level of the truma and not on the level of the kodshim. Yoichanamin good gedah, ha yoichal al taras hakodesh. He would eat taras hakodesh kol yom of throughout his lifetime. In other words, presumably he lived in Yerushalayim, and therefore he was a frequent fly in the Beis Midrash. He frequently ate kodshim, so everything that he ate was all al taras hakodesh. If somebody afterwards wants to spritz the paraduma water and touches in mispachas, sorry, you become tummy. So again, all of these cases are to illustrate and emphasize the different levels of Kedusha. All of these, like Rashi says, only Dibrei Sofrim. Men HaTorah, there's no difference between one and the other. All of this to show how stringent one has to be when it comes to Tumah Tahara.
I thought we said Tavo L'Chulin, Chushat L'Chulin. So if he was Tavo for Chulin,
right,
yet Akaros Kodesh, it still doesn't help him for any higher level.
That's correct. So but that's only Dibrei Sofrim.
Yeah, it says
Yochum Gerudah. How you everything that he ate.
Right. Why not? It should be a midras for truma. Because he had the lower level. He had
Kodesh is higher than truma.
We start with chulin, then we get to Maaseh Sheni, then we get to truma, then we get to kodesh.
Right, right. But he said, but where the midras of Eishem with Bachot.
Mitpachas for chatas.
Paraduma.
Right, but that's the highest level.
Right, exactly. It's saying it's level four. He was.
No, but he was only tovo for chulin.
Level four. No.
He was tovo. He was
no,
tovo
no, 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 no. He's tovo for kodesh.
Right.
Right. He's taros for kodesh. Kachim.
Not chulin. Not maser. Not truma.
But normally we talk about someone who ate chulin al taras hakodesh. That's earlier when we talked about chulin.
When we talked about chulin, that's a person who's eating chulin al taras hakodesh. A person's eating chulin al taras hakodesh. Uh-huh. In other words, anything and everything that he ate. He ate in the morning, he ate cereal, or he had a scrambled egg. He always made sure that it had the same level as if he's eating kachem and eating a piece of chattas or asham or shlom or something.
So there's two levels. One is he's tovo for chulin, to eat chulin.
Mm-hmm. It's tahara.
But this is he. There's another level to eat chulin al taras hakodesh.
As if it were kachem.
Uh-huh.
He looked at his cereal as if it was a karm shlom or a karm kachem kudishim, the bismigdish, things of that nature. Did we ever have Yochanan ben Gudgada before? When did we have Yochanan ben Gudgada? Back in Dav Gimel, we said that the Bnei Brate, the Yochanan ben Gudgada, his Eineklach, unfortunately were illmen. They were not able to speak. And they would come in front of Rebbe and they would go and listen to the Rebbe, have the Isle of Rebbe, the Bnei Madrasha, and Rebbe would go and teach them, right?
Yeah, that was proof that they can learn. They can understand.
I'm just saying that if we had Birchim and Gudgada here, we're Birchim and Gudgada once again.
It's called receptive language.
Receptive language. Okay. I received that and I accept it. Thank you. We started off the Mishnah that Chulin and Meiser require Netilas Yadayim. Pray about Chulin and Meiser. We pray Netilas Yadayim. Or a mini will ask you Akasha. Akasha from the first Mishnah in the second parak of Bikurim. What does it say about Bikurim? Hatrumava Bikurim Chayom and Aleim. The Torah refers to Bikurim at times with the name Truma, and therefore, where does it say Truma? Because it says Usru Mas Yodecha, and the more dasha that means Bikurim. So therefore, Bikurim have the same level of Kedusha as Truma. And now we're going to have a whole bunch of halachas that apply to Truma and Bikurim that do not apply to Meiser and to Chulin. Such as, number one, Chayavan Alei Misa V'choymish V'osel Lezar. As we know, the only one that's allowed to eat Truma and Bikurim are only Koyhan. So number one, it's also a zar is not allowed to eat them. What happens if a zar does eat it? So did he eat it? Then meizid and chas v'shalom is chayiv misa. Meisa v'ki yechalu. However, what happens if he eats a b'shoigeg, then he has to go and pay back the value of the truma bikurim, and he has to add a choymesh chamishisa yoisev olav. That only applies, of course, to truma bikurim. It doesn't apply to masa sheni. And has a nechosim of a koyin, meaning the koyin can go and be kaddish esu isha. He can go and take truma that he has received, and he can go and give it to a lady and say to her, "I want to marry you. No, where's your ring? I don't have a ring, but what I do have is I have truma. I give you the truma of the bikurim. It's nechse koyin. You can go and be kaddish the isha with that truma bikurim, because it belongs to him there. Nechse koyin. It's his assets.
And by accepting it, she becomes his wife, and then she's allowed to eat it.
Exactly right. And in case she doesn't like eating truma, she can always
sell it to the truma store.
Exactly. If it got mixed into chulin, and you want to go and eat the chulin, and not just a koyin, but anybody eat the chulin, so then it can become bottle if it's 101 times. In other words, it does not become bottle b'roiv or b'shishim. You need 101. And you got to wash your hands. That's the focus. The Herif Shemesh, when you go to the mikveh, you have to have Herif Shemesh at night to be able to eat the truma and bikurim at night, like we learned in the first Mishnah Masechtes. That only applies to truma bikurim. That all of these halachos do not apply to maser. That means that if a zor goes and eats maser, there's no iser. In fact, every yisor is allowed to eat maser sheni. No problem. You have to eat in Yerushalayim. Eat in Yerushalayim, there's no iser zorim. There's no din of misa, no din of choymesh, no din of nichsei that it belongs to you. The person wants to mekadesh his isha with Master Shani, he cannot, because Master Shani is strictly for food. Did you have to go and eat the Master Shani by buying all different types of food?
Except for salt.
Whether it's fish and salt and water, we had that back at Erevin. Yeah. But we're getting back to our Mishnah now. We're saying that Master Shani cannot be used to mekadesh the isha, cannot be used as, it's not your asset. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu lent it to you for the purposes of being able to eat, and that's the only thing you can do with it. But one of the halachas we said is also Tuna Nitil Zidoy. Masha ain't came a Masa. Oh, so Masa doesn't require Nitil Zidoy. The coach can, if Masa doesn't require Nitil Zidoy, then certainly Chulin doesn't require Nitil Zidoy. So I have a double stira. Kasha, Maisa, Maisa, Kasha, Chulin, Chulin. Our Mishnah says that on Chulin and Maisa, you do need Nitil Zidoy. And the Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim says you do not need Nitil Zidoy by Maisa, and therefore certainly by Chulin. And Bishloim Ma'aser Ma'aser Loi Kasha Hora Meir Hora Bonon. Oh, it's a machlok between Meir Rabbanon Legabe Ma'aser. Did not. Kolatoim Bias Ma'ayim Divrei Sofrim Metame Yasa Koyidish Poisel Satruma Umutel Lechulin Ola Ma'aser Divrei Meir. What is this all about? When you see the words Toun Bias Ma'ayim Divrei Sofrim, that means that Min HaTorah you would not have to go and have Bias Ma'ayim. Bias Ma'ayim means either Natilas Yadayim or Tvilas Yadayim or Tvilas Aguv. It's only midivrei sofrim. Not only. It's midivrei sofrim. So kolatoim bias mayim midivrei sofrim. What is the status of that? So lamashul, our stam yodayim. Stam yodayim need bias mayim midivrei sofrim. What bias mayim does it need? Like we had in the Mishnah. Depends. You want to eat chulin mayim or truma? You wash your hands. You want to eat karchim? You have to immerse your hands. Like we had. Good. What status does that have? Stam yodayim shniyoseg. They have a din of a sheni. Ooh, din of a sheni. Now, let's remember, when it comes to food items, chulin only goes until a sheni.
Anyway.
Truma goes until a shlishi. Karchim goes until a revi. Oh, it's called a tombi, it's my midway sofrim. Metami es ha-koidish. Metami es ha-koidish means that since it happens to be a sheni, and karchim goes until a revi, so if your yadayim were to go and touch kodshim, that kodshim will now become a shlishi, and it's metame the next one up to a revi. But revi, the buck stops here, and it does not continue on. Upoisus a truma, that same stam yadayim touch truma, then truma stops at a shlishi. So that's why it's called poisus, not metame. So your hands are a sheni, they pass the truma, the truma becomes shlishi, but the truma is not metame another shtikal truma, because the psul ends after shlishi. And it's mutzvah chulin ma'aser, meaning that if you of your hands are a sheni, it touches chulin ma'aser, nothing happened. Rashi says the word mutzvah tells you that you're allowed to eat it from lashon achila. Mutzvah chulin ma'aser, you're allowed to eat it, divrei meir, and therefore you don't need to do anything because your hands are a sheni. The chulin is a sheni, the ma'aser is a sheni. In other words, you cannot go and make them tamei because your hands would have to cause a shlishi. And chulin mice only stop at a sheni anyway. So nothing to worry about. V'chomoyser ma'aser. Oh, no. The ma'aser, no. The ma'aser, it would be osur b'achila b'ma'aser, because either ma'aser has a din of a, goes to a shlishi, or the chum hold that the chum made up a special din, that for ma'aser you have to make sure you have the tilis yadai. Anyway, what do I see from this machloikis? That a mayor is makel when it comes to chulin and ma'aser. Let's focus on ma'aser in particular. When it comes to ma'aser, you do not need bias mayim, because your hands are a sheni and you're eating ma'aser, which can only get to a sheni, so therefore you can't make it more tummy than it might be. So therefore, no problem. You don't need netilas yadayim. No, you do need netilas yadayim. Oh, so therefore, that being the case, that we end for the steer. Aramish is talking about a case on yadayim lechulam, and Meiser is cooking according to the Chacham that says Meiser requires netilas yadayim. The Mishnah Masechta is Bikurim that says only Truma Bikurim require netilas yadayim and not Meiser. That's going according to Rameir. That's in Mutra Meiser. So that works fine. Elechulam lechulam kasha. Because here everybody agrees. It's no machlokes by chulin. Both the mayor and the chum agree by chulin. You don't need a tilas yadayim because you can't be metami with your hands chulin anyway, because your hands are a sheni, and therefore you cannot make chulin tame, because a chulin can't become a shlishi. Aha. Is it shver? Chulin kasha. So it's more like kasha, kan bechila, kan benegia. Our Mishnah said, not the yadayim is talking about that you want to eat chulin. Wash your hands. That Mishnah over there, Masechtes Bikurim, where it says that you don't need Netilas Yadayim for Ma'aser and for Chulin. You know why you don't need for Chulin? It's when he only wanted to touch it. He wanted to pick it up, put it down, and put it into the refrigerator, put it on the table, not eating. Oh, for the gear, that you don't need Netilas Yadayim. That's why it says you don't need Netilas Yadayim, Legabe, Ma'aser and Koshkin B'chulin. Okay, sounds good. Maskler of Simbarashi. Oh no, this teretz doesn't work. You need water and it doesn't hold water, this teretz. Why not? Oh, I was waiting for you, Shelly. Ah, can we be Rabbanan Lidra Meir? El Bachila de Meiser. The machloikis that we have over here. Let's go back to this Braisa. What's the Braisa? Not Braisa, the Mishnah. Mishnah Mesech is Parah. Holy cow. Which they done the Mishnah? Kolatoyim Yismayim, the Reisaf, and Metamis, the Kodesh, the Truma, Mutter, the Chulun, the Meiser. What means Mutter? We're not talking about mutter, you're allowed to go and touch, which means you're allowed to go and eat chulin and ma'aser. You're allowed to eat chulin and ma'aser, and you don't need to wash your hands. And the chum agree by chulin, but achila, you don't need to wash it. They only argue with ma'aser. So eating, you don't need to wash your hands. So what are you telling me that our Mishnah is talking about dying when you want to eat? It's not true. When you want to eat chulin, and according to Rameir, Meiser, even though you want to eat it, you don't have to wash. Mutter, you don't have to wash your hands. So this teretz doesn't work. Everybody agrees that you do not need to wash your hands. Oy bazois, we have our steer. Our Mishnah says you do have to wash your hands. What's going on? Both the Mishnah is talking about Achila, and the Mishnah Masechtis Bikurim is also talking about Achila. For loy kasha, kan b'achila de nahama, kan b'achila de peiri. The question is, what are you eating? Are you eating bread, or are you eating peiros? And Mishnah is talking about eating bread. Bread! Even though we're talking only about chulin and ma'aser, and we're talking about stam yadayim, you want to eat chulin, you want to eat bread, you gotta wash your hands. And that is, like Jeff was asking about half an hour ago, that may be the mokar of why we wash our hands today, to as Ashtikl Zeicher for the Tumah V'Tahara of yesteryear. However, if you're only eating peiros, such as fruits, and at that time you're not eating bread, oh, then you do not need to wash your hands. Why not? Isn't it the same Meister Sheni? What's the difference? Whoever goes and washes his hands to go and eat peiros, then it looks like this person is being overly arrogant and pompous, because that is not customary. You just eat peiros, it's, by definition, it's considered to be like a snack, not like a dover kavua. When you're washing for bread, that means you're having a meal. Oh, there you got to go wash. Here you don't have to wash. The bottom line is, the steer that we asked between our Mishnah and the other Mishnah Masechta is Bikurim. Here that it requires to wash your hands, you're talking about eating nahama, you're eating bread. Bread, of course, includes challah and matzah, anything that you have to wash on. That you have to even the chulin or the ma'aser because of stam yadayim. However, if you're eating just peiros, like apples and oranges, or even the shivas aminim, whatever, it's peiros, you're not talking about chitas oida, we're not talking about bread, then what's the halacha? You do not need netilas yadayim for either chulin or for meiser. We'll stop over here by Tanur Rabbanan and Yetzirim to be continued tomorrow. Yes, it could be Mukhshar Kabbal Tumah. However, a shiny won't make it Tumah because it can only be maximum shiny, and what your hands can
it
do,
limits
create,
out.
It creates a shlishi. And Chul and Mice don't go to a shlishi, they stop at a shiny.
I thought with Peros it was Mukhshar.
Have a wonderful day, Rabbi. Thank you for joining us.
Okay, bread is the universal food.
Yes, that is correct.
Well, normally we say if the Peros are Mukhshar.
Thank you for sharing that with us.
Have
a wonderful day.
There's a ghetto.
Cold too.
You talking about the halacha? Are you talking about the mishnah?
I'm talking about we've had that all over throughout Shas. That it's mukshar the kabel tuma, then it can be the kabel tuma.
It can be the kabel tuma from an avik and the kabel from a rishon. It can be the kabel from a sheni. Because chulin stam yadayim can only go and the metame something that will go and go to the level of a shlishi or to revi. However. Since by
they're past their expiration level.
Yeah, in a sense.
No, I understand that, but I see.